Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Audio courtesy of ESPN, ABC, the Go Network, the whole deal. Tone, good morning.
Morning.
Gotta tell you, I'm a bit surprised that they came back again. That's four times this postseason for Tyrese Halliburton.
Four different times, three on the road.
You know, I know we keep talking about Shai Gilgeous-Alexander and everybody else. Could he be the face of the league? Could he end up as the guy who's the face of the league?
I mean,
he wins the championship here. It's like this is your one shining moment, but in the NBA.
Well, we've just never seen one dude. We've seen, you know, MVPs. We've seen guys go on an amazing run in the playoffs, but never these types of heroics in every round. I don't know there's an example of a guy that's done it all four rounds.
I can't
remember,
believe
Milwaukee, when he did what he did in Milwaukee, remember, yeah, there was the all time. At that point, I was like, I'll never see another one of those in the NBA again. Then game two in Cleveland, I'm like, all right, that's crazy. And then game one against the Knicks. So he's had four of these where he hasn't necessarily been the guy, with the exception of the last shot. That's what's crazy about this is he's not that aggressive. He really does get teammates involved. He plays, quote-unquote, the right way throughout. And then, okay, I need to hit the dagger. I'll hit the dagger. And he's done it four straight rounds. They led last night for 0.3 seconds. And that was enough to get the win over the team that had 66 wins and 80 wins, if you count their playoff wins, right?
Yeah.
Just incredible.
They're 81-18 now.
That's incredible. Just incredible.
I just can't believe this is happening like this. I cannot believe this. Owen tells a great story about it. Cause I was like, man, I'm up last night. I'm trying to flip between them and Gardo's cause I'm laying in bed. Cause I'm trying to get the damn dog out from underneath the bed. And that's a different can of worms altogether. And I'm watching the Gardos, and they start to take on water. I'm flipping back and forth, and then I just decide, you know what? I'm just going to – if I get a thing on my phone, I'll switch back over, but I'm going to watch the finals. And I end up watching the finals. I don't watch it the same way you do, obviously. Well, you watch differently from a lot of people. You were watching it at the Bay Village Men's Club, which is very nice.
Yeah, we had probably like 10 guys huddled around a small, very antiquated TV at a lodge.
Nice.
Did you have to move the bunny ears on it?
That's kind of what it looks like, honestly. I'm surprised it's even connected to anything.
You're going to have to tell Harold and all those guys I got to get with Extend Technologies, but that's a story for later this week. So anyway, or next week, I should say.
We were giving away scholarships last night. Save the money and throw it to Extend Technologies.
Yeah, forget that.
Better viewing experience.
Yeah, forget that. You would send them to the trades and then spend it on Extend. That's the way it should work anyway. So you got to see it differently. You see the game differently from a lot of people here on the show and here at the station. I just took it in, and I'm going, because now I'm fighting this. Because there's so many times I'm like, all right, I've seen enough. I can go to bed now. I can't. They won't let you go to bed. Because no lead is safe.
Yeah, you're right. You really do have to watch Pacer games now. They've got a proven track record in the playoffs of doing this.
And Owen's allergies or something was kicking his ass yesterday, so he woke up with
to bed in the third inning of the Guardians game, and I woke up with 3 minutes left in the finals game.
And they were down by nine. Pacers were down by nine.
Yes.
And they ended up doing what they did. And Tyrese Halliburton, again, the fourth time that he's been able to do it. I mean, that's unbelievable to me. That is unbelievable. And
they turned the ball over. Guys, they turned the ball over like 19 times in the first half. And you're like, oh, they can't play with Oklahoma City. Oklahoma City has like 11 swarming defenders. We're looking for, like, the Cavs are just desperate throughout the Kobe tenure to just get one wing that can defend and also hit some threes. They have 11 of them. They really do. They've hoarded all the athletes, all the guys that harass on the perimeter. And then all of them can score.
It's game one. It's one game. Let me make a case, all right? He is a two-time All-Star. Where did he finish it all in MVP rankings or anything? Because I don't even think he's been first team at all NBA.
No.
So that's difficult. But can major all right, this is going to be a really tough comparison, and I'm going to do this. He was first round, 12th overall, if I'm not mistaken. Tom Brady was in the sixth round. When Tom Brady won his first Super Bowl, there were people who wanted to anoint him, but I think the vast majority of people outside of New England were thinking, well, your defense carried you. You got veterans there. It's a great story. You beat the greatest show on turf, that whole thing. And then the greatness just kind of takes over. He just ends up doing it, and that's where it is. I see a league that's struggling to find the next person, all right? I see a league that has two aging stars, three or four aging stars, really. But when you have LeBron and Steph Curry, who are really the icons of the league, I mean, we're talking about two guys. One's 40. The other one's approaching 40, for crying out loud. And they got everybody else who doesn't want to take the mantle. Here we go. Middle America guy, American, born and bred, went to Iowa State. Okay, that's gonna be shooting fish in a barrel for guys like us. Plays in the Midwest, John Mellencamp and all that stuff. And he's hit four game-winning shots. Now, if they go on and they win the series, I mean, they were huge underdogs going into this series, were they not? So if they're huge underdogs, I'm just trying to find that if there's any open opportunity to be the next, quote-unquote, face of the league, I think Tyrese Halliburton could be that guy.
Yeah, but it's weird. He was on Team USA. He barely played. Like, he barely played. That. And people were watching those. Those had massive ratings.
But that was
back
then.
The face of the league have to take over games? Because he doesn't take over games.
He averages 18 a game.
He just hits every shot that counts when it matters.
He's been.
Yeah, but he's not. You can't call him Robert Horry. No offense to Robert Horry.
Yeah, because he has the ball in his hands. Like,
yeah.
Robert Horry averaged
seven a game.
Robert Horry just kind of stood at. He was a good, decent defensive player.
But he just kind of. Big shots.
Yeah. He kind of just stood at the 3-point line. Ball would find its way to him. But Halliburton, you know, he has a distinct style. So that would be a point towards Ken that you know that he's going to come get the ball. He rushes down the court, off makes, off misses. It doesn't really matter. And he has been kind of unfazed. They threw 20 different defenders at him last night. And he was, again, passive for most of the night. And I'm sitting there kind of getting angry. I'm like, come on, man. If this is going to be a series.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You have to be aggressive.
The face of the league can't let guys like Neesmith and Nimhart, who are two guys who I had no clue who they were a month ago, be the guys scoring big points at the end of the game.
Why not? We want team basketball. They're a team. They're a team
for
player
the face
team.
Of the league,
right? So that,
yeah, why not?
That's faces.
I think that's a good point. I think it's a good point by Owen because that's
so
not
he has to play iso ball the entire way through. Well, just to be the face of the league.
Yep. Well, you know, Steve Nash won two MVPs doing that, but he was never the face of the league.
No,
it was Kobe. Like when he was winning the MVPs, it was Kobe, and then here comes LeBron.
That's the entire point of it, guys. Is it was undeniable. Kobe was the face of the league. Okay, it was undeniable that LeBron, and then to a degree Steph, were the face of the league. Who cannot be denied at this moment right now? There is nobody. I told you, if Shai Gilgeous-Alexander walked off the airport, I'd be wondering what the hell he's doing in Cleveland, but if he walked off the plane at Hopkins Airport, how many people would really know who Shai Gilgeous-Alexander really is? If he got dropped off right out here on Huron Road, how many people coming into work, leaving their apartments would really know who he is? Now, I could say the same thing for Tyrese Haliburton. How many people would really know who a 6'5 guard is for the Indiana Pacers? That's true. But if there's a moment to seize, that's what I'm pointing out. This is it. Because a lot of people would know who Zion Williamson is, and they go, man, you've been a bit of a disappointment. Don't be going over to yours truly over there. You need to go on a jog. Sorry, you know the truth. If Ja Morant showed up, a lot of people might know who Ja Morant is, and they'd be going, oh boy. What are you holding in that bag, sir?
Yeah, I wonder if both these guys throughout this run, I think SGA and Haliburton, I think it does take for some guys having a prolonged playoff run. SGA was the MVP. In fact, he got to his spot yesterday with the game on the line, up one to try to make it three, and he missed like a pretty easy for him 12-footer. But I do think that this is how you build to stardom. You do have to play in big games and do it repeatedly. And so both those guys, I wouldn't be surprised if now SGA is, I mean, he's the MVP. I do think, you know, next year when he comes to town, more people will want to buy tickets and go see the league MVP. And, you know, I still think
you should promote it. I mean, you know, it's the Cavaliers.
And for Haliburton now, I mean, he did that to us.
I don't think there's any way that you now get Pacers last game of the year where it's a bunch of guys, a bunch of Cavaliers that don't even play.
Well, it's
like we did this year.
Yeah, but I will tell you, I think the comparison is unfair because I think if you were to say, you know, Oklahoma City only comes to town once a year, Indiana comes to town
twice
or three times. Okay, twice. People are already going to know about Indiana because of the history. I mean, good God, they were 5-0 at Rocket Arena last year. They were half of the losses that we had at home last year were the Indiana Pacers. That's already going to be baked in. I don't think you even need to promote that Indiana is in town. I think people are going to know. When it comes to Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, well, you're gonna promote that the MVP is coming to town. Come get your tickets now to play your team. That's also very, very good. I mean, people go for the Cavs, but you also want that added in incentive to go see the MVP. But I don't know if you have to promote Tyrese Haliburton and Indiana in Cleveland as much. Now, if we were in Detroit, yeah, maybe you got a point there. Maybe that's it. I don't know what their history is. I don't see it in the same way. I know that there's playoff implications there, but I don't see it in the same way a lot of other people do.
Well, so. I wonder now, are people going to jump on this now? The fact that an underdog won game one, they did it on the road, you would think now that tends to lead to a long series. And if this series does go six or seven, even if it's two small markets, even if it's not household names like SGA, or do you think there is a chance? Because yesterday you went on social media and you said, do you guys care? Like, make a case why you're not watching tonight.
Well,
and a
bunch of people said, to tell you. Because I wanted you to knock everybody down.
And everybody said, really, the majority of it was, league kind of sucks right now. So I'm not into the league. Guys, if you actually watched that last night and said you weren't into it,
well,
I'd be stunned.
I was way into the 3 minutes that I watched, which was the perfect amount of time to watch it. But the reason that I didn't really care was there are no household names. Are you telling me that Nimhart, Neesmith, Lou Dort or household
those are
names?
Role players. Those are role players, and most the thing about both these teams is they don't have established guys. In Oklahoma City's the youngest team in the NBA. I don't think people realize that they are the youngest team in the NBA, and the Pacers have a bunch of young role players. They've drafted really really well. They've made some big trades. But they also, these are not the super teams that all decided during the Olympics they were going to go play together and go to a big market and win championships. That is not the way. These teams were built quote, right and ethical way. Which is why I thought it was interesting that so many people said they're down on the NBA. When these two teams, don't they stand for the things that you wanted in the NBA? The things that people were against over the last decade was super teams, but by the way, these teams did try hard in the regular season. The Pacers over the last 40 games were really, really good. Oklahoma City was great the whole year. These teams try hard. They both, move the ball pretty well.
But
they both play defense. They both get after it.
This is a new experience for general sports fans. Because if you only watch the Cavs, well, the Cavs shoot the bleep out of it when it comes to threes. But if you only watch the Cavs and that's it, which I don't blame anybody for doing, that's fine. You would say, well, it's a three-point league. They don't even play defense anymore. They don't even drive to the bucket anymore. It's a completely different game than it used to be. Well, you know that last night and the way the Pacers play, it's totally different. And they have enough talent where they can get by and do that. But I think that for a lot of folks, they are so used to one or two superstars, and there just isn't that right now. And so because there isn't that right now, I think that they say, well, the league's not good. The basketball isn't good. Well, I mean, you've just laid out a fantastic case where I know you are right. You are 100% right. But I don't know if that's going to change any of the general interest here, because I'll tell you what, I asked some people if they're rooting for the Pacers, and there's a lot of people going, not even watching basketball, don't even care. Ever since the Cavs got bounced, don't even care. 216-474-0092.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
There are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.